Open Windows, November the 6th.
Our indwelling authority.
I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. John 17:26. Perhaps you have been amazed sometimes, and perplexed, and bewildered. Why God should use that, and that, and that, and such persons. You have been inclined to say, "Oh, it is all contrary to what I believe to be necessary to God for his work. I see that the Bible says that instruments have got to be according to God's mind in order to be used." But history does not bear that out. As I say, he may use the devil, and the devil is not according to God's mind. There is a sovereignty of God spread over in relation to his end. But when you have said that, it is a frightening fact when you come to the work of God. I mean this, that we may be working for God and doing many mighty things as employees of the kingdom of God, the rule of God, and then in the end be cast away. In the end we ourselves might just go to pieces. And here it is, this strange thing that these men went out, 12 and 70, with this delegated authority, and exercised it, and mighty things resulted. And then these same people are found after the cross, with their faith shattered, nothing to rest upon. What does that say? Thank God, the book of Acts transforms the whole situation, because the book of Acts brings in this mighty new factor, that Christ, who had delegated the authority, is now indwelling as the authority himself. And the works are now mighty works, but they are not just works for the Lord, they are now works of the Lord. It all goes to prove this tremendous fact, that it is Christ in you that is the indispensable necessity for life and for work. Oh, what a marvellous thing it is that we are in the dispensation when the one thing above all others that God will make true is Christ in you. Christ in you.